Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What's in the package?
Oh, I picked up two or three books. I've been sort of neglecting my reading lately.
Well, I guess that's as good an excuse as any for not talking to me.
Sorry, dear. I don't need an excuse to not talk to you.
Why'd you buy two or three books?
Well, it just happens that I thought I might like to try and improve my mind.
Oh. And you couldn't possibly improve your mind by talking to me.
All right, dear. We'll forget all about improving our minds. For the next few evenings, we'll just sit around together like a couple of morons and watch television.
That's better.
Hey, I've got some good news for Wally. I was able to change my appointment for Friday afternoon, so we're going to be able to drive up to Linwood for the track meet after all.
Oh, Ward, that's wonderful. Wally's asked about it ever since he got home from school.
Well, I better go up and tell him.
Dear? Hmm? Maybe we could stop and eat on the way home.
Now, that sounds like propaganda to get out of cooking dinner.
That's exactly what it is.
Hey, Beaver, what are you doing?
Thinking.
Thinking what?
I'm thinking whether I should do my homework now or after supper.
Well, how long have you been thinking that?
I don't know. Guess about a half hour.
Well, heck, in that time, you could have had most of your homework done by now.
Gee, that's right. I was so busy thinking, I didn't think of that.
Hi, Dad. Beaver's goofing off.
I am not. Well, you want something, Dad?
Yeah. It looks like we're all going to be able to drive up to Linwood to that track meet Friday afternoon.
Well, gee, Dad, I thought you had some kind of a meeting in the office.
I postponed it. And your mother's not going to the luncheon, and we're going to pick Beaver up after school.
Boy, I guess if I goof up now, you just have to leave me up there, huh, Dad?
Well, you've been doing pretty well in practice, haven't you?
Well, I'm okay in the 100, but I'm still tying up a little at the end of the 220.
At least he doesn't get sick behind the grandstands anymore.
Now, cut it out, Beaver.
Well, I'm sure you're going to do just fine, Wally. Beaver? Now, one of these days, you might turn into a runner.
I don't think so, Dad. I don't like getting sick.
Hey, Wally, you're down for the 100, the 220, and the relay.
Yeah, how about that?
I fixed it for you with the coach, Wally.
Yeah, sure, Eddie.
Hey, Lumpy, look at that. You finally made the traveling squad. You're third man in the shot put. What'd your pop do, bribe the coach?
What do you mean? Better practice ought to have been number one, except I've been too busy studying. Is that right, Eddie?
Well, sure.
Anyway, as manager, I told the coach to give you a break.
Gee, thanks a lot, Eddie. You really got a drag with the coach.
Oh, yeah. The poor guy needs someone to lean on.
Like I told him yesterday, I said, Harry?
Good afternoon, Mr. Henderson. We were just discussing your lineup for the meet Friday. I believe that we'll trounce Linwood easily, Mr. Henderson, sir.
Thank you, Haskell. You've no idea how much that relieves my mind. I'm going over to the office for a few minutes. Would you mind taking this basket of wet towels down to the laundry room, as I asked you before?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henderson. Thank you, sir.
Cleaver, I want you fellas to get plenty of sleep the next couple of nights, and be on your toes Friday.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Henderson.
If you like, Coach, I'll phone them up tonight and remind them to go to bed early.
I don't think that'll be necessary, Haskell.
Yes, sir.
Another thing on this trip, if there's any horsing around on the bus like there was last time, the guy who starts it is off the squad. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Haskell, the towels?
Yes, sir. On the double, Mr. Henderson.
See you later, fellas.
Hey, Eddie, why don't you lay off that baloney? You're always giving the coach. He doesn't fall for that stuff.
You're just jealous because I'm in good with him. Isn't he, Lumpy?
That's right, Eddie. It's just a case of sour apples.
Sour grapes, you dope.
Yeah, grapes.
Why don't you guys grow up?
Give me the towel.
Hey, Wally.
Cut it out, Eddie.
I'm gonna... Don't look at me, Sam.
Wally. Fix you, you wise guy. Hey, pal.
Lever?
Well, yes, sir.
Didn't I just make a speech about horsing around?
Wally? Oh, hello, Mr. Henderson.
Rutherford, what are you up to?
Gee, nothing. I was just going to take my shower.
All right, Cleaver. Who are you throwing towels at?
Nobody, I guess.
Oh. Just having a gay time by yourself, huh?
Well, kinda.
All right, Cleaver. Nobody's too important for this team, so you're off it for a week.
Gee, you mean I don't get to run at Linwood?
That's right. You're off for one full week. And you can just think about that next time you feel like throwing towels.
Yes, sir.
Gee, Wally, that's a tough break.
Look, Lumpy, why didn't you say something? It was you and that wise guy Eddie that started it.
Well, I would have. But my pop was driving up to Linwood to watch me tomorrow. And I just couldn't disappoint Daddy.
Ah, sure you couldn't.
How many times have I got to tell you guys not to leave your towels laying around here? Let's get with it, man.
Hey, when we go to Linwood on Friday, can we take along a whole bunch of junk to eat while we watch the track meet?
Well, Beaver, sounds like you're more interested in eating than you are in watching the meet.
Yes, sure, Dad. Well, that's half the fun of sports, sitting there and stuffing yourself while you watch them.
Well, Beaver, I guess I can fix some sandwiches to take along. Dear, what time are we going to start?
Well, I thought I'd leave the office about 2:30. I'll pick you up here, and we'll get Beaver at school. We don't want to miss seeing our star athlete run rings around those Linwood boys, do we, Wally?
Yeah, sure, Dad. But, there's something I want to tell you and Mom about the track meet.
We know, Wally. You've told us before. I promise I won't embarrass you by telling people in the stands that you're my son. And your mother won't stand up and squeal, "Come on, Wally," when you're running.
Sure, Wally. We won't even let anybody know you belong to us.
And then on the way home, we can all stop by the Colonial House and have dinner.
Well, I don't know if we can do all that.
Well, you mean you want to ride home with the team or something?
Well, I don't think I can do that either, because I'm not riding up there with him.
Wally, is that some trouble about this meet?
Well, kinda, I am. I got kicked off the team.
You got kicked off the team? What did you do, kill the coach or something?
Yes, Wally, what did you do?
Well, some of the guys were throwing wet towels in the locker room, and the coach came in and he threw me off the team for a week.
Well, were you the only one throwing towels?
No, but I was the only one that got caught.
Oh, Wally, this is such a disappointment. Why, we had the whole day planned.
Yeah, I know, Mom.
Well, it's Wally's own fault. The coach has to have discipline, and the boys can't go around breaking the rules.
Ward, couldn't we? I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Wally, I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of him, too, Mom.
Hello? Oh, hello, Fred. It's Fred Rutherford. Yes, Fred?
Oh, Ward. I was just talking to my lad, Clarence. He tells me your boy was dropped off the track team today.
Well, that was certainly nice of Lumpy to tell you that, Fred.
Tough break, old man. Gwen and I had thought we could get together for dinner after the meet and have a little fun fest.
Yes, well, I'm afraid the little fun fest will have to come some other time, Fred.
Well, I guess it's up to Clarence to uphold the honor of Mayfield High.
Yes, Fred.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
What did Fred want?
He just wanted to tell me that it's now up to Lumpy to uphold the honor of Mayfield High.
Jim, I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, that's all right. Sit up straight, Beaver.
Gee, Dad, don't yell at me. I didn't do any towels.
Warren? Honey, I've been thinking. Why don't you just call the coach up and ask him to put Wally back on the team?
Well, June, you just don't do things like that.
Well, couldn't you call him and ask him to put Wally off the team some other week when we haven't made a lot of plans?
No, dear. I'm sorry. I'm just not a grandstand father.
Well, you could at least call the coach and tell him what a nice boy Wally is.
June, obviously, from the coach's point of view, nice boys just don't throw wet towels. And anyway, even if it would work, I don't want Wally getting the idea that every time he does something wrong, I'm going to come along and straighten things out for him.
Well, I don't believe that Wally did it.
Oh, June, come on, let's face it, dear. Our boy just isn't a little angel.
Why, of course he is. You ought to see how sweet he looks when he's asleep.
Hey, Wally, tell me something. In the locker room, did you all of a sudden just start going flaky and throwing the towels?
No, I didn't just start throwing towels. First, Eddie threw one at me, and then Lumpy threw one at me. And I was chasing him, and the coach walked in.
Yeah. I know how that happens. Once Whitey pushed me into Larry, and I got sent to Mrs. Rayburn's office for fighting. But how come you didn't squeal on Lumpy and Eddie?
Well, how come you didn't squeal on Whitey and Larry?
No, that's right. I wouldn't have squealed on him, even if Mrs. Rayburn would have brought the janitor in, and he would have twisted my arm off.
Yeah, sure.
I guess you feel pretty bad about getting bounced off the team, huh, Wally?
Yeah, I'll say I feel bad.
Hey, Wally, maybe 10 minutes before the bus leaves for Linwood, Eddie and Lumpy will come running up and they'll say, Coach, we couldn't keep quiet any longer. We're the ones who started the towel fight. And then the coach will put you on the bus, and then the last second, you and the whole track meet.
Beaver, where do you get that kind of jazz?
On television. It happens every week on Men of Annapolis.
Well, look, it's not going to happen here in Mayfield, so forget it, huh?
Hi, Mom.
Wally, you're home early.
Yeah, they were having a pep rally at school. I didn't feel so peppy, so I came home.
Wally, do you think it would help if I called and talked to the coach?
Oh, gee, Mom, don't do that. He's sore enough at me already.
Well, he wouldn't be if he could just see you asleep.
What are you talking about, Mom?
Oh, nothing. See Beaver on the way home?
Well, about 3 o'clock, I saw him and Richard over in the park. They were chasing a girl.
Chasing a girl?
Well, yeah, she had Richard's lunchbox, and they were trying to get it back from her.
Gee, Wally, that's an hour ago. Wonder why he isn't home.
Well, she was a pretty good runner. Maybe they're still chasing her.
Hiya, Lumpy.
What are you doing on my front porch, you little sneak?
Waiting for you, Lumpy.
Thought I told you to call me Clarence.
All right, Clarence.
What'd you come over for, to borrow my comic books again?
I wanted to talk to you.
About what?
Well, I want you to go to Coach Henderson and tell him you start all that stuff about the towel fight.
Hey, Beef. You gone out of your skull or something?
No. I just didn't gotta do it, that's all.
Oh, sure. I had to go throw myself over Niagara Falls, too.
Don't you feel bad Wally got kicked off the team and can't go to Linwood with you guys?
Sure, but that's the breaks. Anyway, why come to me? Why don't you go to Eddie? He started as much as I did.
Well, I figure you're both skunks. But he's a worse skunk than you are.
Listen, I gotta go to Linwood. My pop and my whole family are driving up there. And if I disappoint my daddy, smack, right in the mouth.
Yeah. What if you guys go up there, and then you lose the whole meet?
But we might not lose it.
Yeah, but you might.
But we might not.
Yeah, but you might. And then what if after the meet, all the guys find out Mayfield got skunked on account of you and Eddie? What if they hear it was your fault Wally didn't get to go?
They better not hear it, that's all.
Yeah, but even if they don't know it, you'll know it for the rest of your life.
So what?
Well, it'll be inside your head, and it'll keep telling you what a big rat you are. And then pretty soon, you'll feel like even a bigger rat. And all of a sudden, you'll feel like the biggest rat in the whole world.
Where do you get all this junk?
It happened in the movie once, to a guy who was mean to Jimmy Stewart.
Beaver, you better beat it, see?
Okay. But just remember what I said, Lumpy.
I told you, my real name is Clarence.
I know it is. Clarence Rat. Lumpy Dumpy, stupid as a rat.
Beaver? You mean you said all that to a big guy like Lumpy? Weren't you scared of him?
Sure, I was scared of him. But sometimes, if you don't let a big guy know you're scared of him, he forgets he's such a big guy.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't really think that Lumpy would tell the coach that I didn't start the fight, did you?
Well, when I went over there, I figured maybe I could make an impression on his brain. But when he looked in the glass and called himself a doll, I figured it was kind of hopeless.
Thanks for trying, Beav. But let's face it, huh? I guess I don't have a chance in the world of getting to Linwood.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, I saw Dad downstairs. Is he still mad at you?
Well, I don't know. I didn't want to ask him. Might start a whole big thing again.
Yeah. Sometimes when the grown-up is mad at you, you can get in trouble just by saying hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Daddy.
Well, what can I do for you, big champ?
Well, I was thinking about the track meet up in Linwood.
Yes, your mother and I are looking forward to it. I'm sure you're going to come through for your old dad.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be going.
What do you mean you're not going to be going?
Well, Wally got suspended off the team for throwing towels. But I was the one who really started it.
You were?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to phone the coach tomorrow and tell him it was all my fault.
You're going to do what?
Yes, sir. I thought it over in my head, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Now, wait a minute. No use going off the deep end. Your mother and I have been planning this trip for a week.
I know. But I think I ought to let the coach know as soon as I can. Would you phone him for me, in case he might yell at me?
I suppose so. Why do you have to go and get yourself in messes like this?
Gee, I don't know, Daddy.
And stop calling me Daddy. You're too big for that.
Yeah, but you always told me that...
Never mind what I always told you. Now, will you please get out of here? I've got some thinking to do.
All right. I know how it upsets you whenever you have to do any thinking.
Well, Mr. Rutherford called a few minutes ago. He talked to the coach, and Lumpy admitted that he started the towel fight.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound like Lumpy, does it?
Gee, maybe Lumpy's tired of being Lumpy.
Gee, thanks a lot, Beef.
Thanks for what?
Oh, nothing, Dad. Boy, this is sure going to be neat. Now we can go up to Linwood and watch Wally skunk the other team. We'll eat Mom's sandwiches and with potato salad and everything.
Just a minute, Beaver. This doesn't take Wally off the hook. It just means that Eddie and Lumpy can't go either.
But, well, gee, Dad, they started the whole thing about the towel fight and everything.
Yes, but Wally threw towels, too.
Yeah, Dad, but it was self-defense. Well, like on television. If the other guy draws first, then you can blow his head off. Nobody pats you on the back and tells you what a neat guy you are.
Well, Beaver, this may be hard for you to believe, but life isn't exactly like television.
That's right, Beaver. Wally shouldn't have thrown the towels at the other boys.
Well, yeah, I know, Mom, but they made me so mad, I just couldn't help it.
Well, son, you just got to learn not to let people make you that mad. Because what you do is your own responsibility, no matter why you do it. For instance, if someone cuts me off in traffic, that doesn't mean I have any right to cut them off.
That's okay for Gunnar's dad. But, boy, it's a tough rule for kids.
Well, I know it is, Beaver. But if you don't learn the rules when you're a kid, you may never learn them at all.
We're sorry, Wally.
Oh, that's okay. There'll be other track meets. Come on, Dave.
Hey, Wally. You know what? Well, I'd like to go to some other planet where they didn't have any rules at all.
Look, Beaver, I bet you even if you went to the moon, they'd have signs all over the place like don't spit in the craters and junk like that.
I guess you can't have any real fun until you croak.
Oh, you been up to look at the boys?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Nicest looking boys I've ever seen.
They must be asleep.
They are.
Oh, want some coffee?
Mm-hmm. Ward, could I ask you something?
Sure.
When you were Wally's age, if someone hit you with a wet towel, what would you have done?
You know, I've been afraid somebody in this family would ask me that. I'm glad it was you.
Well, what would you have done?
Well, I'd probably have lost my temper and thrown the towel back.
Why, Ward Cleaver, you're no better than your son.
That's right. But what's wrong with wanting my son to be better than I was?
Well, now that you mention it, nothing at all.